Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
When I leave the seat up, you don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby. When I come home, won't you to just go
Happy
crazy.
Monday and welcome back to WRHI's Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Ashley Lane.
And I'm Tyler Gupp.
And it is Monday, and when we hear that music, we know that it's now time for us to talk to Mary Beth Knapp with the Humane Society of York County. She's here. She's going to share with us just two pets that are up for adoption this week. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning and happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much. We have such a cute pair to talk about. A tumultuous pair, but a cute pair. Our first baby is our feline of the week, and you got to love a picture like this. I think they, whenever they stick out their tongue, they're saying that's what they feel about rescue life. They want a home of their very own.
That's right. He also has some very interesting marks on him as
well.
Doesn't
he? Nose is so stunning, and the little smudges on his head. He's absolutely stunning. This baby's name is Clark, and he is a boy, a very handsome boy. He has an unfortunate history. He initially came to the Humane Society in 2017 and back in January of this year. I noted there as a stray, but I got an update. He was an owner surrender at no fault of his own, which just does not make it any better. So he's frustrated with this life he's been dealt. He is in search of that perfect person who will help him trust humans again. He is very independent. So many cats are. But he is very independent and wants a home where he doesn't have to share it with any other fur baby, any of that affection. He wants all to himself. And he wants to tell you when and where. Again, very similar to any other cat.
Right.
Which is rather funny. We estimate Clark to be about 8 years old, and he just looks for a stable, wonderful home where he deserves this break in life where he can just have a true forever person or couple or family. His history seems to be a little sketchy, and we're looking for that compassionate cat whisperer to really gain his trust and affection. So we're asking, is that you? Are you out there? He is neutered. He's vaccinated, tested, and microchipped like all of our babies before they leave. And if this baby, again, his name is Clark, just melts your heart, please give us a call. We'd love to make an appointment at 803-802-0902. And just remember, it takes a little time just to give them the time to transition, to meet you, to transition into homes. All of it takes a little time, but it's completely worth it in the long run.
That's right.
Then we've got our dog of the week. Oh, my goodness, this is Graham. Look at that face, at that tongue. Oh, my word. This handsome boy, he's a senior, and we have talked about him before. He is just amazing. He was abandoned, tied to a pole with a note basically saying, please take care of him. He deserves better than what he has. And, of course, a senior in a rescue just isn't nice. No dog or cat in a rescue is nice, but a senior years, he should be sitting on a couch enjoying a family, loving him as soon as possible.
Mary Beth, do y'all see this happen a lot with senior cats and dogs? Because you said that Clark was 8 years old as well.
Yes. You know, so often we make a huge effort to say, you know, it's for the life of the pet. Because, you know, when they're young and cute and fuzzy, it's so fun. And then as they transition, you know, they transition like we do. You know, they just go very much, much faster than we do, obviously. But in so many cases, I try to push it saying, it is your constant in life. Life may bring ups and downs, but your animal, your baby, is constant in your life. So it unfortunately, actually, it does happen more than we want to even share, you know. I took in a senior years ago, and I was very happy to do so, and we just lost her last year, and she was the best senior of our history. So it's worth it. They are established personalities. They can be your hero. They'll save you when you don't know you need saving, right? So Graham is this baby. He's about 10 years and 4 months young, and he has now been with us 1 year and 4 months. So he came in at 9 years old. Isn't that sad?
It is sad.
Oh, it breaks my heart. But he is such a great dog. Here's the resilience part. He is such a good boy. He loves his walks. He's good on a leash. his favorite thing in life is to chill out and have a treat. He will do anything for that treat. Now, he, even though he's just a chillin' kind of boy, he loves those walks, and he really needs them on a regular basis. It just makes him be a happy boy. So he's in search of a more quiet home, maybe a mature home, to live out his senior years. No other pets, excuse me, or small children. He just wants to be the center of attention and get all that love. He has got the best personality, and he, like everybody else, is vaccinated, neutered, tested, and microchipped. So if this face melts you, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you more about him, 803-802-0902. And then we've got What's the Scoop at Paws. I say this every week because it's so important as we're entering summer. Give of your time. It's your most valuable thing. Volunteer, whether it's with us or anywhere else. Give of your time because it really does do your heart good. You can give at the rescue. You can give on site at the with fur babies. Or if you're off site, say you're not 18 or older, you can do fundraising. I love when kids bring in their fundraising efforts. It just melts our hearts, and it just helps them grow into a very charitable person. You can give on site at the thrift shop. Give up your treasures, items, and your money. Give financially. Donate your gently used items to our thrift shop where we can turn them into life-saving items. Donate needed items to offset our operational expenses. Give of your talents. Help us spread the news. Blog about our pets, videos and pictures. Share them with everyone you know. Do what you guys are doing for us. Share the news. It's so important. And then remember to like us on Facebook so that you can see their stories. They speak so much better than we do. Their faces, their stories. And then help us help more. The items to give, our clay cat litter. It's our biggest one because we're in the midst of kitten season, and oh my gosh, they are coming out of the woodworks. Detergent, bleach, hard and soft dog treats, and towels if you are cleaning out your linen closet. We would love to take your towels from you. We use them every to help have the they're not on the cement floors, basically. It's nice and cozy as much as it possibly can be. And then shopping is therapeutic. Shop at our Pawsability thrift shop. Shop online at our Humane Society of York County eBay page. We have the greatest donors, and the selections are amazing. So shop there first because the money comes directly to the animals. And you are making an impact. Everyone who helps share, as of January and at this point in June, we have placed 66 dogs and 219 cats in their forever homes. Whew, that's making a huge difference.
Yes, so, that's great.
Isn't that amazing? So keep it up. All this and, of course, more is available at our website, humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org.
Well, Mary Beth, we thank you and all that the volunteers there do with the Humane Society of York County to make sure that these pets get into the right homes. And again, we thank you for that, and we look forward to hearing from you again next Monday.
I look forward to being here.
Thanks
you so
Mary
much,
Beth.
Guys.
Have a great week.
Great week.
You too.